This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So a woman and her boyfriend are blasting airline Emirates for booting them off a plane. Why? Because she had menstrual cramps. Beth Evans, 24 years old, and Joshua Moran, 26 years old, were ordered to leave a $700 flight to Dubai just minutes before takeoff, according to The Sun. And this is being reported by news out of New Zealand. The couple said a flight attendant overheard Beth, who's a teaching assistant, complained that she had cramps caused by painful period. And Ms. Evans described the pain at 1 out of 10 while sitting down. And she said she was happy to make the 7-hour flight from the UK's Birmingham airport. But there was no doctor on the scene, so Emirates crew decided the couple must unfasten their seatbelts and get off the A380 jet. So the couple had to spend $440 each to rebook their flight. So her boyfriend, Mr. Moran, said to be kicked off for period pains was madness. Beth was in tears and getting upset when the hostess was asking her questions. It's embarrassing to have to explain about period pains when it's being overheard. Mr. Moran is a barber from Birmingham. He said they didn't have anyone look her over. They just contacted a medical team in the U.S., and they said Beth couldn't fly. A spokesman for the airline said of Saturday's incident, the passenger alerted crew that she was suffering from discomfort and pain and mentioned she was feeling unwell. Now, that's, okay, that's in the airline's favor. The captain made a decision to request medical support and offload Ms. Evans so she could access medical assistance. We would not have wanted to endanger Ms. Evans by delaying medical help had she worsened during the flight. So when you look at it that way, they might have had a point. I mean, I understand, okay, on the outset, and you see, these are how these articles do this. The articles make it sound like, okay, you're kicked off because you had period pains. But she contacted a flight attendant. Why would she, if she was having period cramps, and there was supposed to be no big deal, and she wanted to keep it private, why did she contact a flight attendant? Now, has period cramps sometimes not been period cramps, but an appendicitis, or a real bad bladder infection, or a colitis, or an ectopic pregnancy? Absolutely. A lot of people go, oh, I'm just having some cramps, and it turns out to be worse. Maybe the airline is correct. Who's going to diagnose her? For her to contact the crew saying she's not feeling well, and then them say, look, we can't get stuck mid-flight, why don't you go and get yourself checked out and make a later flight? Now, I mean, the problem is who pays for that? But that's, I don't know, maybe the airline's right about that. You know, so any of you who are not feeling well, and the flight, at best, is going to be a 7-hour flight, you might want to rethink getting on that plane. And maybe her cramps really weren't period cramps. Maybe they could have been something else. You really want an appendicitis case or somebody having something major go on right in the middle of a flight that has to then divert? So, I don't know. Maybe the plane has, maybe the airline is right on this one. Now, we're also told, and this seems to happen all too often, a pilot had to make an emergency landing because a fight broke out. Now, why did this fight break out? Because a passenger wouldn't stop farting. Two Dutchmen sitting next to a flatulent passenger reportedly asked a man to stop, but he refused and continued to break wind, according to the Transavia Airlines flight from Dubai to Amsterdam. The budget airline crew allegedly did not help the passengers after their complaints, leading to a fight between the men. Despite a warning from the pilot, the altercation continued and forced the plane to be diverted to Vienna Airport, where it made an emergency landing. Police boarded the plane once it landed and removed two women and two men that the pilot reported as passengers on the rampage. The women, who are sisters and were removed from the flight, are now taking the airline to court, claiming that they weren't even involved in the altercation. Nora Lachab, a 25-year-old law student, said that the removal was humiliating. We had no idea who these boys were. We just had the bad luck to be in the same row, and we didn't do anything. All I will say is that the crew were really provocative and stirred things up. All four passengers have been released in police custody without being charged. However, they've all been banned from flying Transavia Airlines. They say the crew must ensure a safe flight when passengers pose risks. Okay, so what about the farteur? We know what happened to the fartees. What about the farteur? Well, remember there was supposedly, in last July, an American Airlines jet that had to evacuate all their passengers at Raleigh-Durham because a passenger passed gas, making other passengers sick. Now, airline officials refuted it, saying that the plane was not evacuated, and a medical call came in because of an odor on a plane that was probably not from a fart. So, you know, we talked about how farts could make people sick. Okay, you know, we talked about that, and we could talk about that a little bit later today. But, you know, being stuck on a plane, breathing somebody's farts is not good. It's not very comfortable. And I would suggest, because coach is the way it is, and we're like cattle, you know, and we're just cattle car, I would suggest bringing a mask and bringing some mentholatum or some mint smelling jelly that you could put under your nose, but you will smell other people's farts, okay? You know, people are eating crappy now, and people have gas, and some are very, very nice where they will get up, go to the toilet to pass it. Others won't. Now, having irritable bowel, and I do, it does feel better when you let it out. I get that. And so there are some people that just really need to feel better. And they don't want to stand. They don't want to be in a bathroom. And it's much easier just to let it out. I get that. Just not on a plane. So I don't know what was going on with this person who was farting. A lot of times you'll see that with older individuals because they have difficulty getting up, right? Or, they, you know, but I'm also worried about the shart. You know, we don't want them to poop themselves. But, you know, if you're not going to fly first class, you're going to have a problem with coach. I'm telling you right now, it stinks back there. Just does. People have odors. It just happens. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for you all, not U-Haul. Maybe U-Haul. I mean, I've used some U-Hauls. But thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, big thanks to TalkStream Live. They have named me in one of the top 50 shows listened to online. This is very, 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 very cool. Thanks to you all. Very, really honored. Being in the top 50 shows listened to online, I makes people think maybe there's only 49. But no, I think there's more shows than that online. So I'm really, really happy about that. Thank you guys so much. I'm also happy that we may have some more choices than what's on the crappy Obamacare exchanges. You know, a big issue people have is when they look at the plans that they could purchase on their state's health care exchange, prompted by the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare, there's not a lot of choices. For me, it's HMO, 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 and another HMO. HMO with high deductible, HMO with a higher deductible. HMO with a super high deductible. So there's no choices. So according to CNN Money, Americans will soon have one more alternative, as officials today proposed regulations that will make it easier to obtain coverage through short-term health insurance plans. And these plans do not have to adhere to the Affordable Care Act's consumer protections, which did hike up the rates. These will allow insurers to sell policies that also last for about a year. The new rules stem from an executive order President Donald Trump signed in October aimed at boosting competition, giving consumers more choices, and lowering premiums. According to Alex Azar, Health and Human Services Secretary, he said Americans need more choices in health insurance so they can find coverage that meets their needs. The status quo is failing too many Americans who face skyrocketing costs and fewer choices. The Trump administration has taken action so individuals and families have access to quality, affordable health care that works for them. So, this proposal would reverse an Obama administration decision that limited the duration of short-term health plans to no more than 90 days in order to make them less attractive. Right? So, with Obama's, that'll allow a short-term health plan to last a year. So, short-term health plans, which have been available for years, were originally designed to fill a temporary gap in coverage and are usually cheaper than the Obamacare policies. But that's because it was allowing an exclusion of pre-existing conditions and base rates on the applicant's medical history. Unlike plans that with the Obamacare exchanges where it doesn't matter if you've had a pre-existing condition, which was a good thing, that was one of the things we liked about Obamacare. It just wasn't practical. And we're kind of in this mess we are today because that was rolled out too quickly. They say also short-term plans don't have to offer comprehensive coverage. Typically, they don't have to provide preventative care or maternity, prescription drugs, or mental health benefits. They can also impose annual or lifetime limits, meaning they may only pay out a set amount, like $1 million or less, leaving the policyholder responsible for the rest. And unlike Obamacare policies, they don't have to cap consumers' cost-sharing burden at $7,300 for 2018. Now, we'll talk about this, because I know some of you are like, well, then that stinks. Well, let's break this down. According to Brad Woodhouse, director of Protect Our Care Campaign, he supports Obamacare. And he says that proposed short-term plans would actually be long-term scams. He says that the Trump administration wants to let insurance companies sell skimpy plans to unwitting Americans and then leave them holding the bill if they get sick or hurt. And if you're among the 1 in 4 Americans who have a pre-existing condition, today's news is bad. These skimpy plans will once again allow insurers to discriminate against you based on your medical history. So, young and healthy folks like these plans, they say, because they don't have a pre-existing condition. Now, they don't have to spend $1,200 a month on something crappy online. They can hopefully get lower monthly premiums and put money into the system. So, short-term policies, do we need them? Okay? Do we need short-term policies? Will that be the answer? Probably not. All right? And it could hurt the Affordable Care Act. But we need to have something on the market that people could purchase. You know, I am very relieved that an insurance company cannot, right, discriminate against me because of any prior pre-existing condition I had. I think that's wonderful. The problem is my health insurance is too expensive. If I try to go on the exchange, and I did as a small business owner, and I tried to purchase health insurance for me, my husband, and my kids, it was practically unaffordable. And even if we did spend the $1,200 a month, the deductible was so high that I really don't have insurance. I was afraid to use it. So true, I had a policy that couldn't give me crap about having a breast biopsy before or an ovarian issue, but I couldn't use the policy because the deductible was too damn high. So there's this facade of us having coverage, and that's a problem. I would much rather know up front that I don't have coverage. And the funny thing is even while Obamacare was still existing, I still had a condition that the insurance company wouldn't pay for. They go, well, you've had this before. We're not covering it. And I go, well, I thought under Obamacare, you have to cover all conditions. No, they rejected it. So there's this facade that we really have this blanket coverage. But then every time you go to the doctor, you're spending money, and I'm spending more than I ever did because of the high deductible. So maybe I would rather have a short-term plan that, true, it may not cover my hemorrhoids or my irritable bowel, okay, but maybe it'll cover any new conditions that I get. I might want to take that chance because I'm sick and tired of having insurance that I can't use. Now, luckily for me, I now have a job where I have insurance through the job. It still has a high deductible, and it's not the best plan, but it's something. So, you know, employer, you know, subsidized health care is nice. It's not the best plan, but it's something I'll take. But the average person is not benefiting from that. If you lose your job, then you could lose your health insurance. And we don't have anything to protect that. If you lost your job today, it's a double whammy because you lose your job and you lose your health insurance. You are going to need to have something out there that you could purchase on your own. And, yeah, it may not have all the bells and whistles. That's just what, unfortunately, is the nature of the beast. So where do we go with health care? And I hear people all the time, let it be socialized. Okay? All health care is free. We up our taxes. We can increase taxes. We can. Who's paying taxes? Is everybody in this country paying taxes? No, it's about 50%. Okay? Well, then, are you keeping that in mind? Health care for everybody is very expensive. Very expensive. How much are you going to raise taxes? Everybody has to pay 40, 50%? That's what it is in other socialized countries. Ask Canadians. Now, in Canada, more people pay taxes, more per capita, more of the population, a higher percentage of the population pays taxes. But we have a lot of people that are not paying taxes to the degree that we would need to cover something like that. And we Americans are very spoiled. We're going to want the fanciest cancer medication. We're going to want to fight cancer. We're going to want screening tests. Are you prepared to be told no? Now, many people who don't like the idea of socialized medicine that said, fine, then I'll just have to pay out of pocket. And so we are going to have to hope that a capitalistic system within healthcare exists for us to go to and buy and spend out of pocket. Now, many people aren't of that thinking. And they're like, no, if I'm spending 40 or 50% of my tax money going to this healthcare system, then I'm going to use this healthcare system. Well, are you going to get everything you want? Ask what's going on in England. There, you know, people are being told not to go to the emergency room, not to get certain surgeries done, to wait. Well, but they put in the money. If they put in the money, when do they get their payout? They don't. The money has to go in because they, I guess, underestimated how much money they need, and there's not enough money. They're even recruiting clerical staff to work in the medical offices. They don't even have enough staff. There's not enough money going in. And remember, we're living longer. We're outliving the heart attacks. We're outliving a lot of medical conditions that would have killed us in our 40s and 50s. So then, unfortunately, we're at risk for cancer and other sorts of things that are very, very expensive. So we, you know, what do we want? That lady that didn't buy the flu medication because it was $116, I understand her telling herself, look, I'm not going to be taken. But unfortunately, the body doesn't care. We're going to have to spend our own money to get what we want. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say drinking alcohol may be more important than exercise if you want to live over 90. Are you kidding me? Apparently a study presented at the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science says people who live to 90 or older often drink moderately. Neurologist Claudia Kellis and her team at the University of California, Irvine, have been studying the habits of people who live until their 90s since 2003. And there's a paltry amount of research on the oldest old group, they're saying, according to Newsweek, defined as 85 or older by the Social Security Administration. And Dr. Kellis wanted to delve into the lifestyle habits of those who live past 90. She began asking about dietary habits and medical history and daily activities via survey, wondering if such data could help identify trends among those who live longest. Ultimately, she gathered information on the habits of 1,700 people between the ages of 90 to 99. At the AAAS meeting last week, Kellis reported some results. According to the research, drinking 2 glasses of beer or wine every day was linked to decreasing the risk of dying prematurely by 18%. She says, I have no explanation for it, but I do firmly believe that modest drinking improves longevity. The results do not show causation, only an unexplained link between drinking and longevity. So again, what that means is you can't say, this study can't say if you drink, that's why you live. But maybe people who do drink, maybe they eat slower. Maybe they take in less bad calories. Maybe they live a more outdoorsy lifestyle. Maybe they enjoy life a little bit more. Maybe they're less stressed. Who knows? So they found a interesting association. Obviously, more information is needed. They say, in general, research on alcohol has been mixed, like we talked about. Remember, there was studies linking to cancer. There's been a lot of studies where alcohol has been linked to cancer. One recent study, however, published in scientific reports, showed that drinking may help clear toxins from the brain. The study was conducted on mice, which we talked about, and they were given the human equivalent of 2.5 alcoholic beverages. Now, they say except for a few types of cancer, including, unfortunately, breast cancer, alcohol is good for almost everything. Now, that's according to Dr. Macon Nedergaard of the University of Rochester Medical Center. But do the benefits outweigh the risks? According to a November 2017 statement by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, they warn that any drinking, including light alcohol consumption, increase the chance of developing breast, colon, esophageal, larynx, and oral cancer. Because alcohol could cause irreversible DNA damage in the stem cells of animals. And that discovery was published in the Nature Journal. So what I believe is going on is you have some people where alcohol works. It just does. And you have some people where it don't. All right? I know the words doesn't, but it just sounded better to say don't. Okay? And that's frustrating. That's not very, you know, easy for us to take. And, you know, you're looking to us doctors to figure this stuff out. And we're not figuring it out. We're like, dude, just like you guys. I had a pomegranate mojito this weekend. It wasn't that good. I like sweeter drinks, but we went to the Chart House. It was my husband's birthday weekend. Actually, he turns 49 later this week, but because it was the weekend and sometimes you get a free dessert, we celebrated his birthday then. Do you guys do that where you go to the restaurant and you go, it's my birthday? I do that, but only around my birthday. My birthday's in June, so there's no way I would do that now. But I would sit there and go, oh, you know what? It's my birthday. And you get, like, free dessert at these places. It's, like, really, really cool. And then the next night you go out, you're like, it's my birthday. You know, and if they go, well, let's see your driver's license. Nobody ever does. But if they do, you can say, but this is my birthday dinner. I can't because I have to work or I have to, whatever, have my pap smear, whatever, you know, on my birthday. So, like, all right, we have to have your pap smear. That's fine. So you get free dessert. So anyway, I had a pomegranate mojito, and it tasted good, but it wasn't as good because it wasn't as sweet. And I was drinking it thinking, this is medicinal. Well, what if it's not? What if I have the type of body where it's not medicinal? I got a problem with that. All right. Now, one thing I also have a problem with, if we can now switch gears, was some of the TV shows that we had to watch when we were younger. And one such TV show I hated was Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Did you guys ever watch Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? That was the most boring TV show ever. And I would hate that because I just want to see Sesame Street and Grover and Cookie Monster. And unfortunately, Mr. Rogers would be on. And Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is now celebrating its 50th anniversary. Apparently, it first launched February 19th, 1968. And Fred Rogers, I gotta hand it to him, pretty cool guy. He'd take off his shoe, he'd take off his sweater. And I remember, you know, my dad, when he would come home from work, he wouldn't do that because he didn't have a sweater or a tie. You know, he fixed appliances, so he would come in dirty, just filthy. So he'd scrub his hands, and then he'd just go and take a shower. And then he'd come back in his shirt looking all nice and clean. And then we were able to hug him. But I remember looking at Fred Rogers going, man, he's clean. He gets to wear a tie. He's really lucky. Then you had Mr. McFeely, and that was just weird. Then you had that stupid train. And then you had that one woman, that Madam somebody. She really scared me. But anyway, so apparently Mr. Rogers would have a lot of advice for us. And the show did go off the air in 2001, and Fred Rogers did die, unfortunately, in 2003. The U.S. Postal Service is going to commemorate him with a stamp next month. There is going to be a documentary film about his show, and Tom Hanks is going to play him. And I guess Mr. Rogers' legacy still resonates for those of us that didn't hate the show. And CNN says there's still some advice that we can learn. One thing he taught us was to slow down and be patient. Oh, that's probably why. Yeah, he would teach us to go slow. Nah, I don't want to go slow. I want to hurry up. I said, hurry up. If you go faster, if you talk faster, Sesame Street will come on. So hurry up. Apparently, in one episode, Mr. Rogers wanted viewers to hear what it sounded like when the fish in his on-set aquarium ate their food. Yeah, remember he would feed the fish for us? So he called in a marine biologist to install a microphone in the tank, but the biologist grew impatient when the fish weren't eating. They could have re-recorded the scene, but Rogers kept it in as a lesson in patience of the appreciation of silence. Then he also said to love people for who they are. He showed viewers the sweaters his mother knitted for them. Now you know why this was such a sleeper of a show. And the same sweaters he wore on every single show. He reminded people of how important it is to truly care for others. Yeah, you know, it was a lot of a lovey-dovey thing. I didn't like his sweaters, but I think, you know what? You know, his mom was a good folk. Everyone is a neighbor. So apparently, Rogers ran into this young man named Anthony Bresnikan on an elevator in Pittsburgh. And that's where the show was filmed. It was filmed in Pittsburgh. And he was a fan of the show as a child. And he recognized Mr. Rogers, thanked him for all he did. And he said, did you grow up as one of my neighbors? And apparently, yeah. So anyway, some people were actually Mr. Rogers' neighbor. Our neighbors are pretty cool. I don't think they like me too much because I'm always running around in my underwear. Not underwear, like, you know, my husband's boxer briefs and stuff, trying to find the cat. I'm always like, Snoopy, Sam, that's good. So my neighbors don't like me, but I like my neighbors. They always said there's always a reason to help, okay? Always a reason, and that's good. And then treat others with kindness. That really didn't resonate with me because I was mean to my brother and my sister was mean to me. But to make a long story short, Fred Rogers did calm us kids down, made us think, okay? We hated a lot of the music, and we learned that you could hate a show as much as Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but still want to see it. And that's, you know, that's something. That goes for something. So anyway, happy 50th anniversary for that. All right. When we come back, Albertsons is going to scoop up Rite Aid. What's going on there? 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you would think pharmacy, big pharma would, you know, eventually start to go down and things would kind of be moving away towards pharmacy. It looks like the most popular thing to do right now is to dive into pharmacy. All right, we see that with Amazon. We see that, I believe, now with a whole bunch of different companies out there and industries, and now Albertsons wants to scoop up Rite Aid. They say this deal announced today will create a new company with about $83 billion in annual sales and 49,000 locations across the country. Albertsons and Rite Aid did not disclose the value of the agreement. My guess is it was a lot. Albertsons is privately held, and Rite Aid is a public company. It's not yet clear what the name of the combined company would be. It could be called Albert Aid. It could be Wrightsons. It could be any of that. But my guess is it'll be something, you know, they're not going to J-Lo it. They'll probably come up with, you know, well, no, J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck? Was it Ben Lowe or J-Fleck? I forget. It all started with them, and I can't even think of the name that combined them. Anyway, Brangelina. Right, for Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. By the way, when you do that, it's a curse. That's why I never do that with my husband's name, and I won't do that, because it's a curse. Anyway, the move will allow Albertsons to go public as a fully integrated one-stop shop for a customer's food, health, and wellness needs, according to Albertsons CEO Bob Miller. Albertsons hopes acquiring Rite Aid will help it grow its customer base and keep pace with Amazon and Walmart as the two giants expand further into the grocery business. And the company bought Safeway grocery stores back in 2014 and meal kit service plated in 2016. I'm a big fan of Albertsons. Albertsons has worked with us on a variety of different charities in town. And, you know, Amazon going into groceries is eating into that whole Albertsons Safeway, you know, sort of market. And it's got to be frustrating for many of these companies who thought they were safe and doing well when a company that has nothing to do with groceries starts to come in. And Amazon, with the Amazon Go, is going to have these sort of... is Amazon the one where you could just walk in and grab something and leave and it just automatically gets charged to your account? I think so. So these little Amazon grocery stores are going to be a huge hit. And people are going to like that. You just walk in, you get your grocery, walk out. You don't have to deal with cashiers. You don't have to deal with employees. The company likes it because there's less employees to deal with, and everything is automated. All you need are people to stock the shelves, which they're later going to use robots for. So anyway, both chains are adjusting to consolidation in the pharmacy and supermarket industries. CVS agreed to buy health insurance Aetna in December for $69 billion. Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Jamie Dimon announced last month that they were also going to join together to address health care costs. Walgreens wanted to buy up all of Rite Aid back in 2015. But federal regulators apparently nixed that agreement on antitrust grounds. In September, the two companies announced a scaled-back version for nearly 2,000 of the Rite Aid stores. That left Rite Aid with around 2,600 stores. So Albertsons currently has 2,200 grocery stores. They include Vons, Shaw's, Acme. Its pharmacies are going to now be rebranded, because Albertsons has pharmacies, rebranded as Rite Aid, and some Rite Aids will continue to operate as standalone stores. So Rite Aid CEO John Stanley will become CEO and the new combined company, and Miller will still stay as chairman. So Rite Aid, because remember, didn't Rite Aid file for bankruptcy? A whole bunch of Rite Aids closed in my area. So, the pharmacy. With the way things have been going with healthcare and Obamacare and pharmaceuticals, all right, and this big push, okay, for us to use less medication, pharmacy sure seems to be a hot item. And I think it's because people realize that, all right, and, you know, companies realize that we want our medicine. We love medicine. And we need medicine. We did this to ourselves. Okay? We have stronger and stronger bugs. We have, you know, serious ailments. We don't just go home and die anymore. We want to fight it. Okay? You know, I was watching Vikings. I like that show, Vikings. And I guess the king smacked a bee. And when he smacked a bee, he got stung. And he looked and he knew right away he was going to die. It's very interesting. Even before that scene... Oh, you guys don't know what king. I don't want to ruin it for you. Okay, I don't want to ruin it for you. But anyway, before the scene, I'm like, wait a second. Either somebody's going to come in and kill him. It just had that type of scene where this is probably going to be one of the last times we're seeing this character. And it was just him working quietly at his desk. But I'm like, something's going to happen to him. And then I guess he, you know, started to swell up from this bee sting, and he told everybody he's died. Okay, that's how it used to be in the olden days. Something bad would happen to you. and you would tell everybody, see ya. And then you would make sure you were, you know, surrounded by family. You would die with dignity. And it was a, not that I'm saying I would want that now. I like the idea of fighting, you know, but, you know, it was like, okay, well, you know, this is the will of the gods and this is what happens to us. Okay. Now we don't do that and we shouldn't do that. Okay. Because we can fight things. Okay, why give up? I can't stand it when I hear people say, well, I'm not going to get a colonoscopy because I'd rather get the cancer. Okay, if I'm going to get colon cancer, I'm just going to let the cancer eat me. I'm like, no, you're not. You're going to fight the cancer. You're going to cut it out. You kidding me? If we could cut it out, we're going to cut it out. Come on. So we're fighters now. If we have pain, we're not going to just bear through the pain. We're not going to dull it with alcohol. We're going to fight it because we can. We don't have to suffer anymore. Well, a lot of us still do suffer with stuff, but we don't have to suffer as much. We have options, and we want to use those options. We do. I mean, look at the over-the-counter market. People want to be able to get their own Tylenol, want to get their own aspirin, want to get their own nasal decongestant, their own cough syrup. And the reason why is we have a society now that doesn't look too kindly on us taking off and climbing into bed and trying to deal with our woes. Same thing with depression. When you got dumped, and trust me, I got dumped a lot, okay? You would sit there on the couch, not put on any makeup, maybe have a tub of ice cream. I don't like ice cream, but, you know, you see how it was in the movies. And you wouldn't look at people for a couple days, and you would deal with it, and then you feel better. We have to show up to work. I remember, and I don't want to say it was dumped, in terms of him didn't want to be with me anymore. He was moving. But I had to say goodbye to him at 6 in the morning. I was a good girl. But anyway, it was 6 in the morning. So basically, I had to say goodbye to him then. And then I had at 7 o'clock a midterm. And I had to function. And I did. But the average person can't do that. And having a medication may help him. Having something that'll help dull the pain, whether it's the emotional pain or whatever, it's something that is very highly marketable. So you are going to see a huge uptick in prescriptions, especially with what's happening with the narcotics. Just the idea that you may not be able to get your pain pills as easily anymore is forcing people to panic and be more concerned about being in pain. Now, peanut allergies have, we've made a little bit of an advancement. Apparently, an experimental treatment helping people with severe peanut allergy scored a huge win clinically. And it may be the first drug to provide meaningful protection against accidental exposure. Aimmune Therapeutics expects to seek U.S. approval for its preventative peanut allergy therapy. Okay. Apparently, the product AR-101 is a capsule filled with a precise measured quantity of peanut flour. The capsules are opened and mixed into food. The idea is simple. Expose people to small escalating doses of ingestible peanut protein over time with the goal of desensitizing them. That's how homeopathy works. That's how we do with allergy shots. And AR-101 proved highly effective in a phase 3 clinical trial known as Palisade. 67% of patients tolerated it. So this could be pretty damn cool, especially since peanut allergy can throw you into anaphylaxis. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.